T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on the Second Guest Show. Mike Dettelli, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go to our telephone lines. Let's go to Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
What's up, hey, Hollywood?
Bobby. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's up, Hollywood Swinger? What's up?
Hey, I got a couple questions to ask y'all.
All right.
How many games do you see the Saints winning? And looking through the draft, who or what do the Saints do?
Well, you know what's crazy? I think I saw this last night where I was doing the point after. I don't know the formula, Mike, but, you know, the Jets, since they won, now we tie for the worst record. But the Saints would have the number one overall pick right now. And the Jets would be two. Now, I don't know how that was figured out, but, you know that formula they have. Mm-hmm. But we'd have the number one overall pick.
I know who I would pick.
Mike, come on, reveal it.
No, I would pick Arvell Reese, the outside linebacker pass rusher from Ohio State.
So then you like the quarterback we have, right?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I said I would pick Arvell Reese
because you think
from
he's that
Ohio
good.
State,
okay.
The edge rusher. He can do it all. I've been told by some Ohio State coaches in the spring, man, watch what we got now. And they turned him loose this year. He is quite the athlete, and he's a football player.
Well,
and he plays pedal to the metal on every snap.
Hey, you know what? Because I always like
that. And Saints have a connection at Ohio State.
Oh, yeah. We just got to pick the right Ohio State players.
Yep.
I don't know. They all NFL players, Pete Werner, Chris Olave and all. But
that Michael Thomas guy was pretty good for a while.
And Chase Young. No. Now, if Chase Young's healthy, I'm telling you, Chase Young's going to be ready to roll. But Mike, when you're looking at, like, where the Saints are at and what's the future, and it's always going to be like, okay, what are you going to do this week? Come on. They ain't beating the Rams. Now, the Saints don't want to hear that. I'm not going to say, Kellen Moore, when we do the Koja show, there ain't no way in hell y'all beating the Rams. No, you got to play. You got to be a pro, and you have to fight. So Hollywood asks, how many games we going to win? And right now, we only have one win. So when I look at where we're at right now, I don't know what Carolina team we're going to get. I think we're at least going to split with Carolina. Maybe not. But, okay, we can win four or five games. Bobby, what are you talking about? Okay, let me tell you why. I just mentioned Carolina. Now, it's at Miami. Look how well Miami played yesterday.
Hey, which two are you going to catch?
Yeah, what two are you going to But before that, I mean, Miami is playing terrible. And then you look at the Jets. We get the Jets at home. Look how they played yesterday, the Bengals. Look, Justin Fields. And then you add Tennessee to Titans. But they might be saying the same thing that we should
they
be able
are
to,
saying the same
we should
thing.
Be able to overtake the Saints. So when you look at the favorable schedule after the Rams, Hollywood, I mean, it's very okay. You add Carolina. We've always played good in Charlotte. I want to say then you got we're gonna have the Falcons twice. Add at Miami. Now we're gonna go at Tampa. I'm telling you, if we win the turnover battle. The Buccaneers, and we've always played well at Tampa, but I'm not even going to give us that game. But then you got Carolina at home on December the 14th. Then right before Christmas, you got the Jets at home. Then you add Tennessee and add Atlanta. The Saints are going to win more than another game. You cannot tell me right now, I think, how they're going to come together as a team. We're going to be 1-16. I don't even think we'll
be. Not with the Jets and the Titans on the schedule.
And even the Dolphins. Yeah, that's, Mike, I
and
think.
Which Falcons team are you going to catch? Look
yes,
how they laid it in.
A lot like Carolina. So I'm telling you, the schedule, as tough as it was at the beginning of the season, very favorable on the back end. And I don't know who's going to start a quarterback. Coach Moore has not announced it, but
you would think it's Tyler Shuck.
Yeah, you would
right?
think that you kind of made that change. Let's say they go with Tyler Shuck. Yeah, when all said and done, because you always go by, even though he came into the game, he's not going to be attributed. That's not going to be on his resume as a loss. So when you look at, okay, we had the Rams. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. If Tyler Shuck's a quarterback, all of a sudden he can go 4-5. That ain't far-fetched. Because look who we playing. I mean, there's nothing to write home about, but then you feel good about yourself whenever you do win an NFL game. But that would not be out of the ordinary, Mike, if all of a sudden. So let's say that Tyler Shuck gets a start. Okay, he's 0-1 against the Rams, and then he goes on a run, and the last eight games he's 4-4. Oh, man, we got our quarterback. But you have to look who you're playing, who you're beating.
You ain't picking Arvell Reese then. He going to be long gone if you win five games.
Yeah. No, but Mike, as pros, people say, oh, we got a tank for whatever. Or, no, you're playing a team sport, and everybody's trying to look, you, whatever you put on film, you're being constantly evaluated. Do you want to play in the NFL?
Or then not.
Yeah. So you try to win every game.
Yeah.
You're trying to compete. So I'm telling you, it's very favorable if you look right after Thanksgiving. Look, November the 30th until to be announced when we play at Atlanta, which will be in the new year in 2026, early January. But, Mike, you look basically for the next month, man, we might have a – I'll tell you right now, we're going to have a winning schedule. I'm being a prophet. I'm looking for Chris. Well, we're going to have a winning schedule in December. Now, it doesn't mean anything. We'll be beating some sorry-ass teams. But it is the NFL. You are the NFL. Because, look, when you're talking about come December, I count November 30th as like almost December 1st. You play at Miami, and then you're going to have the Jets at home December 21st, and then at Tennessee December 28th. So that's three games right there. Then you got Carolina at home December the 14th. So, Mike, I'm telling you, it could be a special who that December. That to give us optimism for the future. But again, I say slow your roll because you have to look who you're beating at that time.
Okay, spell me your version of profit. If it's, is it P-R-O-F-I-T or well, P-R-O-P-H-E-T?
Yeah, I'm saying more like looking at the crystal ball, the profit that way. Like okay. Because the schedule's favorable. Now, if we have a losing schedule in December, we're really bad. No, we might deserve the number one overall pick.
That is correct.
But yeah, you look, it's not like, oh, man, we gotta play the Packers or we got to play the Broncos. No, I'm just look at our schedule in December. Hell, yeah, we should win. And Coach Moore should be challenged and challenge the team. And Mickey should challenge Coach Moore and everything. Come on, we got to turn this around for some kind of momentum in 2026.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Big John in Mid-City. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
All right,
Big John. All right, Big John.
Guys, this is this moment is what we call the nadir, the bottom of Louisiana football. I think the last time things were this bad, both on a Saturday night and a Sunday, was when Mike Ditka and Jerry DiNardo were both imploding.
That's a great point.
1999.
That's a great point, Big John.
99.
Quarter of a century.
Yeah, that's more than that. And so, you know, there's a lot of young people that have never experienced what, you know, you and
right.
I have experienced three times now, 1980, 1999, and now. Listen, obviously we need to talk about who's going to be coaching LSU. And look, I'm all for going through the motions and calling Lane, but I have no interest whatsoever myself in Lane Kiffin. Go ahead and call Dan Lanning, see if you can get him to go away from all that money from Nike at Oregon. But I think the guy in your crosshairs has got to be John Summerall at Tulane. What he does with that program, you can just, you know, multiply that four or five times coming to LSU. I think he's the guy for
well,
the job.
Hey, but Big John, the people in power, don't you think is Billy Napier 2.0? I'm telling you, the people in power, they're kind of arrogant and pompous about, what? We don't want the damn Tulane coach, or they don't want the Louisiana Raging Cajun coach. No, they think they need a bigger fish. I'm just telling you, Coach Summerall's outstanding. But I'm just telling you the mindset. They didn't even give Billy Napier an interview. Come on, he deserved an interview. If he's good enough to go coach at Florida, we all know in hindsight it didn't work out. But if he's good enough to go there, you got to at least interview him. That's why I'm just telling you. Mike, LSU, they look down upon Tulane and Lafayette and Louisiana Lafayette. Now, they want to be called University of Louisiana, but I still say Louisiana Lafayette like Louisiana Monroe. Come on, it's not a directional school like where I went, Northwestern State or Southeastern and all that. But, Big John, I just think because of that, that's what Summerall. Now, he might end up at Auburn. Well, watch.
Either you pick him or you play against him.
It's kind of like Billy Napier going to Florida, like all of Coach Summerall. I can see him having success, and I hope they beat Memphis. And man, then all of a sudden, Auburn takes care of him, and he has that opportunity there.
Bob Travers Mackle from WDSU is reporting this. Multiple sources have told Travers and WDSU one private donor is expected to pay the lion's share of Brian Kelly's buyout. The Board of Supervisors Chairman Scott Ballard says zero public money set aside basically will be used for Brian Kelly's buyout. I got a feeling I know who that one donor is.
I mean, I'm going to guess. I don't know, Raising Cane's or Boise Bollinger, somebody like that.
That neighborhood.
I know I'm in the neighborhood. It's like, I mean, all I know is Ms. Gale got a lot of money. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think the Raising Cane's. Ty Graves got more money than Ms. Gale.
Does.
And come on. All from chicken? Damn. Well, we're talking about having a vision, being in the chicken business. He's better than Colonel Sanders or Al Copeland at Popeyes. He's taking that to a different level.
Yes, he has.
When you think about Popeyes fried chicken, and then when you look at the Kentucky fried chicken, well, Ty Graves and Raising Cane, he took that to a different level. Grand slam.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.